I'm the sports lawnmower.
I knew it.
And I'm cutting through the weeds this week to talk sports. Ashley, welcome to the sports podcast.
Ben, welcome to the sports podcast.
Thanks, and it's a great day. Before we get into the episode, who's in the episode, me and Ashley want to talk about the MLB All-Star Game.
Give us a minute. Give us a minute.
Give me 2 minutes. Just go off on the MLB All-Star Game. Just kidding. I like it. I think they're doing pretty well.
Yeah, I love it too. It's so fun.
Yeah, I think all the All-Star Games are just fine. Everybody complains about the NBA All-Star Game every once in a while because they don't play defense, although this past year they did.
Yeah.
And no one watches the Pro Bowl.
No. I don't think I've ever watched a Pro Bowl in my entire life.
Yeah, that's stupid. Would watch that because you're just
and
waiting.
And now it's not even in Hawaii. Like, what's the point of even going? Isn't it like in Florida?
That's my guess.
Does the NFL think that Florida is the same as Hawaii?
They probably do. Oh, their values are so messed up, they think that Florida is the same as Hawaii. It's sick.
It's sick. It's disgusting.
That league is sick.
Anyways, MLB, good job.
Yeah, one thing that they've been doing for the past couple years at least, I know they did it last year, they interview players while they're on the field. They have them wear a little lav mic in right field or shortstop.
Yeah, this year was a little too much.
Yes, they did it like 3 or 4 times and was like, okay, we're kind of done talking to these people. And also, like they did with Mike Trout, God bless him, he just didn't really want to talk very clearly.
I mean, I don't blame him at all. He just wants to play this game and do his thing. He is the best at this thing. Let him just do this thing. But now, you know, I don't know.
See, what I think is, instead of while they're in the field, I'd want to hear them at the plate.
Yeah.
And kind of commentate as they're doing their at-bat. Because no one really cares that much anyway, right? We're clearly, if they can do it in the field, then they should be doing it at bat.
No, yeah, it's this game means nothing now, so that means we could do whatever we want.
Yeah, or like the pitcher. The pitcher talking, saying like, hey guys, I'm going to throw him a slider right here. And then he whips off a good slider. That would be very cool.
That would be pretty cool. I would really, really enjoy that. There would be probably 2 pitchers that have the personality and would be willing to do that.
Yeah, I don't pitchers know if anyone like, would do that. Yeah.
Yeah, extra weird. Pitchers are extra quiet, extra weird.
Right.
Yeah.
Cagey and stuff.
Yeah.
But that would be actually very interesting, more interesting than, you know, Francisco Lindor was really cool. He's like fun.
I loved it. That redeemed the whole thing.
Yeah, he was chopping it up with his friends and stuff. But yeah, I want to get really, if you're going to go on the field, man, get into the action.
Absolutely. Agreed. Yeah.
All right. Well, next year, do that.
Okay, MLB, write it up.
Write it up, MLB.
Sign the check. Send it to us. It was our idea first.
Yes, and please credit either Ben and Ashley or Sports, the podcast, and please include the link to the iTunes download.
On the check.
Yes,
okay.
On the check.
Yeah.
Please include a link on the check when you send us the money for the idea. But before you do that, please listen to this episode. We got such a fun, great. And, you know, this is the first time we've done this episode. It's a different episode than we normally do. We have a Q&A with a non-sports head.
Where he asks us questions.
He asks us questions. He's a non-sports head. He doesn't know much about sports. And he's the one asking us questions. But it really gets into a nice discussion about
absolutely
kind of how weird and dumb and fun sports are.
Yeah, I agree.
And our guest is Colin Elsey, which is one of our oldest friends.
Yes.
Such a funny writer. He writes for The Tonight Show right now. In the past, he's written for Who Wants to Be a Millionaire for a long time.
He's a trivia genius.
And he is a trivia genius. And I think some of it comes out while he's talking in this episode.
And as it always does in random and just normal conversations with Colin.
Yeah, he'll just know random fact that
will blow your mind.
Yeah, it'll blow your mind, and you'll be delighted that you heard it.
Yes.
Me and Colin met each other while we were on the same mod team at the UCB Theater in New York, where I met a number of other guests that have already been on, including Pat O'Brien.
Don't give our secrets up.
But it was great, and Colin is so funny. He's great. His wife is about to have a baby.
I know.
which is nuts. And he was in town from New York. He lives in New York where he writes for The Tonight Show, like I said. And he was in town and we had a blast.
Oh, boy. Did we have a blast.
And as just a reminder, before we get to it, please email us sportsports@gmail.com or tweet us at sportsports with any question, low res picks, comments. If you want to go off on something about sports, please go off. Anything else, Ashley?
No, I'm just concerned about people going off. You better go off all the way if you're going to go off. Like, we want to hear it. We want to hear it.
Yes, you heard it. If you're going to go off, go all the way off, baby. Off the cliff. And with that, we take you to this episode of Sports Sports. Hey, welcome to Sports Sports. We're here.
Hey.
The gang's all here. Ashley,
that was
welcome.
The Fonz.
That was the Fonz. The Fonz is here.
The Fonz is here. It's
Fonz,
me.
Get out of here. We're trying to do a freaking podcast.
I'm a part of this podcast.
Oh, it's not Fonzie. It's Ashley.
It's me.
Ashley, welcome to another great episode.
Ben, welcome. I'm so excited for this one.
Yeah. We're sitting next to one of our dear friends. Colin Elsey.
Yes.
Hello.
Colin, welcome.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
All the way from New York City.
New York City.
Flew in just for this.
Yeah. Flying out right after.
Yeah. Tonight.
So you got a plane to catch. So
we gotta hurry up.
Get down to business. Colin, thanks for coming in today. This is going to be a bit of a different type of sports episode. You came in because you're not the biggest sports fan in the world.
No.
And you have a lot of questions.
Yeah, I don't know anything about sports, really. I got a lot of questions about sports.
Yeah. But you're
a lot of beefs with sports.
Yes. This is what I'm excited about.
Yeah, this is going to probably be the most testy of all the episodes.
I think so.
Yeah. Colin, you are not the biggest sports fan in the world. You didn't grow up as a sports fan. We usually ask our guests, what's your history with sports? What did you play any sports? Were you ever a fan of any sports? Did you watch any sports growing up? Or do you watch any sports now?
Pretty much no to all of that. I didn't watch any sports growing up.
Never watched any sports?
My siblings sort of got into sports. Not super into sports, but like I don't know why I didn't.
You grew up in the Bay Area, right?
I grew up kind of closer to like Tahoe, but Northern California.
Oh, okay, Northern California.
But like the Bay Area teams were the teams that people were fans of.
Who did your siblings root for?
I think the Giants are baseball, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. See, this is we're getting off to a great start. The San Francisco Giants
and the 49ers, I believe.
Yes.
My uncle played for a team, the Sacramento River Cats.
Oh, okay.
A local intramural team or something.
It was
and we would go to those games.
I mean, I don't know what they were, their affiliation then, but for a while they were the Oakland A's AAA club.
Oh wait, no, he didn't do anything like that. He just played with a bunch of other men.
It might have been at the time not affiliated as a minor league team. But that's cool. That is still really cool because they're still a team. It's just that they're now the Giants AAA team, but the same name.
Oh really?
Yes.
Oh, that's
crazy. They probably were some kind of intramural like group of guys, and then became affiliated somehow.
Wait, what did he?
That's my uncle.
Oh,
nice.
He did that.
Was he good? Was he good?
I thought so. I mean, I didn't know what I was looking at.
Yeah.
A bunch of men in their 30s playing
baseball.
Wait,
what year was it?
This would have been, I guess, like 20 years ago. So like 98, maybe, around then.
Oh, okay. You're watching your uncle play baseball. Now,
Sacramento.
So you didn't watch any, like, were you aware of like the rules of baseball or basketball or football?
I think so. I didn't understand football for a really long time.
Like you would watch, you would see it and just be like, I don't even know what's going on.
Yeah, I don't think I just did that until college. College, I got football because college, I would actually go to the football games.
Oh yeah, because you went to a great football school.
Yeah, I went to UC Berkeley, and like at the time, I think we were good. I don't know, but you could get student seats for $29 for a season pass, which is like crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And
amazing.
That was great. So I would just, so we'd like wake up at 9 a.m. and drink a lot. That's kind of mostly what I remember. Like getting drunk in the morning was kind of just the fun part.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, for college football especially, I think you kind of, that's the whole experience basically, is you get up early, start drinking, and then go through the game and cheer. Yeah.
That was a lot of fun. I didn't really care about the games too much, but it was fun. Like, I remember my favorite memory was this guy named Greg throwing up in front of the dorms at 9 a.m. and I videotaped it and then emailed it to all of our friends. So that's, I guess, what I remember about college football the most.
Greg Barfin.
But there were, we also had like these rallies. Are pep rallies common at college sports?
Yeah, I think with big football teams they are.
Yeah,
or
definitely.
Big football schools.
Right, definitely with big ones they do that.
There's like a really big theater, the Greek Theater. Have you ever seen a show there?
I have.
In Berkeley.
Yes.
It's like a great venue.
Two shows.
I saw, well, who'd you see there?
Death Cab, for one. Spoon was opening for them, and then Mars Volta.
Oh, cool.
One, and it ruled.
Oh.
Yeah.
Great shows.
I saw
great venue.
Ben Harper and Jack Johnson.
Oh, nice.
Powerhouse combo.
Yeah.
But we had like a rally there. It was because we had the big game with Stanford.
Yes.
Was the huge.
That's like the rivalry game. Yeah.
So before the big game, we had like a big, there was like a bonfire there. And Stanford's, it's crazy. Stanford's mascot is a tree.
Yes.
Which is so dumb.
I know.
Berkeley's mascot also looks so stupid. Oscar the Bear. He looks like.
But it's a bear, at least.
Yeah,
it's
but
fierce.
He looks like a bear that was drawn by like someone who's never heard of a bear.
That's true. The actual mascot looks a little wonky, but the logo looks cool.
Also, yeah, it's like a guy who saw the definition of bear like written in a dictionary and then drew it.
Have you ever seen people like have made drawings of elephants and they heard about elephants, but they had never seen one and they made drawings of them from like the medieval period? It's crazy. They look nuts. I got to show you one of these.
Yes.
Anyway, that's what the Oski looks like. It looks like someone told someone about a bear and then someone drew it. Only from the description of a bear. Anyway.
That's really interesting, though. An elephant would be an especially strange thing. Because I think I've always had the belief that the elephant is the weirdest looking mammal.
It is.
It is very weird.
I can't think of a mammal that looks weirder.
Armadillo, maybe?
Armadillo is good.
But elephant especially doesn't look much like anything else in the animal kingdom.
Yeah,
that's what
I think
makes it.
I mean, the trunk
the
is
yeah.
so weird.
Because the mammoth is gone.
Right. Like, there's anteaters, I guess, that have like a similar thing going on. But they're also gigantic, have those big stampers, big flat stampers, and big floppy ears.
Those some anteaters can move there. Or there's a thing like an anteater where it moves. I don't know. Anyway, I always thought it was dumb that UCLA has the Bruins. But
Cal's
the Bears, and
I know.
They just stole it.
I think so.
Because I guess UCLA was the second UC, so they were like, it's the same school.
Yes.
Oh, really?
And the colors are the same, except the blue is lighter.
Ooh, that's one thing I want to talk about. I think some sports colors are inherently better than others.
I agree with you. Yeah. That is very true, and I could talk about this all day.
Yeah,
I think people live in a delusional world when they think that their sports team is the best. For like the colors, like I think UC Berkeley,
for their colors?
I think we had the best blue and gold. Like looks great together.
It's navy blue, right?
Navy blue.
Yes.
Navy Whereas blue. UCLA is light blue and gold, and it looks like garbage.
It looks a little weird.
It
looks
like
a sun weathered
like room. like a.
It does look it like does. A baby boy's room.
It looks like the Bruin is the baby, and then it graduates as an adult to the bear.
Right.
Yes. Agreed.
Well, do. This just occurred to me. Do all the University of California's, I might be wrong, but do they all have bear mascots?
No.
No.
The UC Santa Cruz is famously the banana slug.
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So it is weird that two of the biggest University of California schools, football-wise especially, have a bear and the similar colors.
Yeah, but it makes sense that the California school would have a bear as a mascot.
That's true.
Because of the flag.
But like, get a life. You know what I mean? Like, get another. You know how many animals are in California? Pick another.
That's
one.
That's true. Full
get
of full
get a
ding
dang hawk or something. You know? I don't know. I got
I
a problem
to,
with that.
Yeah. I went to UC Davis for a second and now I can't remember.
They're like horses or broncos or something like that.
That sounds right.
They're, I think they're like some kind of horse.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah.
Anyway. Oh, the pep rally.
Yes.
And Stanford's mascot is a tree.
Yeah.
Which is so dumb. It's like a running tree running
around. Cardinal. But it's not cardinals. It's cardinal, exactly. And it's a tree, a type of tree.
So what we did, we had like this big pep rally where like the football coach was yelling and getting the student body like riled up about, we got to kill Stanford.
Yeah.
And they had a chant which was, give him the axe, the axe, the axe, right in the neck, the neck, the neck. And like pantomime cutting someone in the neck.
Oh my God.
Because also whoever wins the big game gets like an axe. There was an axe that was stolen.
Those college football
back.
Things have like trophies and stuff.
It's one of those dumb things. But they were really doing it. And then they take a giant tree and they light it on fire.
Oh my God.
To like indicate us defeating our enemies.
In Berkeley, California, and no less.
Also, everyone takes it so seriously. And I remember once in one class, because everyone gets so into it, and some teacher was like, big game, like, Root, we got to like beat Stanford. And I was like, they're the better school. Like, we can all agree that, like,
we all wanted to go to Stanford.
We all would have gone to Stanford if we got in.
Yeah, I can just see, Colin sitting in the front row, like, no. We all know what the situation is here.
But yeah, I guess that's where my affiliation with sports ends.
But that's funny that you had, because I feel like going to a big college football school and going to those football games is like one of the more intense sports experiences you can have. Because I never had that. My college sucked at football, and we would have pep rallies, and they were like pathetic. There'd be a bonfire, and then there'd be like, you know, the cheerleaders would do a routine, and then that would be it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so college football is what you're most acquainted with, probably.
Yeah, and I think that's when I learned the rules of football. And I still don't fully understand them.
Yeah, I mean,
you get the gist
you
of
can,
it.
Yeah, you get the gist of it. And you can get deep in the weeds with any sport, but I feel like football especially, there's a lot of like little nuances that you can get into. Like what constitutes a catch, for instance, which is a highly debated topic.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
No one does, apparently.
I don't know. And then one thing about your sports history that I'm pretty proud to be a part of, the first professional baseball game you ever went to, I was with you.
Oh, right. It was a Mets game, right?
Yeah, the Mets and I think the Braves.
That sounds right.
About 6 or so years ago.
I remember my main takeaway is I was impressed there was a Shake Shack.
Yeah.
Stadium. That's a special stadium. That's why.
Yeah, Shake Shack for double the price. If you're looking to go deep into Queens and pay double the price for a cold version of a really good burger, then go to the Mets games.
But yeah, that was a really fun time. And I've gone to baseball games since, and I do like baseball games. I think baseball is probably the most fun to watch. Because, like, nothing happens and it's boring, which is perfect for, like...
there it is. I was waiting for it.
But it's, like, perfect for hanging out with friends because you don't have to be distracted by an interesting sport. You can just, like, hang out and have fun and drink beer.
Colin, an interesting sport to you doesn't exist.
Yeah. Well, baseball is, like... So you've been to a football game, a baseball game. Have you ever been to a pro or college basketball game?
I don't think so. No, I must have. Oh, no, I've been to a few basketball games. I've been to a couple Knicks games.
Oh, okay, cool. Nice. And so you would say baseball was the most fun experience of this?
I think so.
I think as a live game, well, basketball is pretty great too. But
no, basketball is not fun.
Basketball
doesn't matter to the last 10 minutes. It's just so boring. They're just running back
there's
and
more,
forth.
Yes, and that's the fun of it. Okay, but baseball, yes, I agree. There is a lot you can do. You can get up whenever you want, talk to your friends, check in, check out. And you can bring people that don't necessarily care, and they'll still have a lot of fun, and that's what matters.
And I also think in baseball, you're more connected to the action. Like, if you have bad seats at a basketball game, especially in, like, a big arena like Madison Square Garden, you're so far away, and it feels like you're not really close or engaged at all. I can see that being not very fun to people who don't really care what's going on the court.
Yeah.
Whereas baseball, you can kind of like see the whole thing happening at once.
One thing I also don't like about live sports games is like the such clear income inequality and how like the poor people sit far away and the rich people sit close. Then the rich people are the ones who aren't even big, huge fans.
Exactly.
Like the people courtside or like within courtside are all just like rich idiots who are like, look, I have money and.
That kind of sucks. It really sucks, especially, and we're watching it now, and me and Ashley were just making jokes about it. The NBA playoffs are going right now, and the NBA playoffs, I feel like, are the most specific way you see that happening, like you see that borne out on TV, because
courtside seats are like literally right next to the bench. So like the richest idiots are the ones who are sitting the closest to the game for these huge games that like everybody in America is watching. And you're just these dumb rich idiots with like collared shirts under their brand new jersey that they just bought for $200. And yeah, you just want to be like, what the hell? Let some real, like, kids get down there.
They feel like because they're rich and they spent like $5,000 on a ticket that they're allowed to go on the court when they're upset about something. I'm like, I'm going to sign any petition. I'm going to start getting people riled up. We need to stop these fools from taking 10 steps into the court.
Yeah.
And I'm looking but at wait, you,
wouldn't
Drake.
Wouldn't it be more fun if like they could pay to like join the game?
I think it'd be more fun if the players could push them back in their seats.
Yeah.
I would root for that.
I do think there should be some sort of like sanctioned like way that the players can like show how unathletic the people standing there are and just kind of like just show put them in
I
their
want LeBron
place.
LeBron to breathe on someone and they just get slammed back.
And then they also, you know, they have drinks and stuff and sometimes they'll spill because a ball gets hit or they just kick it over or whatever. And then we got to wait for
Van Gundy's right. We need sippy cups. For anyone that's on that's sitting courtside, because that happens so often, that's crazy.
And also put them in their place. You got to drink from a sippy cup.
Yes, bitch. Exactly, bitch.
Anyway, yeah. So, Colin, just to clarify, 15 minutes into this already, you wanted to come on just to both maybe ask a few questions, but also air a few grievances you have with sports,
right?
As someone who truly is an outside observer on sports, you have zero affiliation to any teams or rooting interests whatsoever.
Right.
Is there any, let's start. What's
so
one?
So I wrote down a bunch of questions in no particular order.
Oh, nice. Perfect.
Love it.
Or in no particular importance, level of importance.
Preparation.
Okay. Oh, this is, I think maybe people have brought this up before, but wouldn't it be better if people had to come from the place they play? Like to play for like the Golden State Warriors, you had to come from like the Oakland area.
Yeah,
that's a good point. And in an ideal world, that obviously is the case. The problem with that, to me, and Ashley, I don't know what your thought on it is, but the teams would be so wildly differently talented. Like,
well, you could do it like a congressional district, where like it would come from, everyone would have a certain population pool. So like if you're from LA, LA could have two or three sports teams, whereas like someone from the Great Plains, like Montana, they would have a much bigger geographic pool, but everyone has the same, like, yeah, just like congressional districts where like everyone has the same population to draw from.
I think that would be a little troublesome for fandom specifically, because you have people say you're gonna like place the team in Lincoln, Nebraska, but you got people coming in from Wyoming, Montana, you know, whatever, because that area is so big.
But you could call it like the Plains Pirates or
something.
Yeah,
but then people got to fly in to watch a game. That's crazy.
Well, that'd be great. The congressional district thing does make sense. So like if you're in Southern California would have like, because that's
California,
where a lot of
Florida and Texas would win every single championship every single time, because those are the hotbeds for
that's true
athletics.
Especially I think in baseball that's 100% the case. I think it's less the case in football, because the Midwest
Texas
has a lot of
football.
Really,
but wouldn't that be cool, like different sports would be good at different things. Like people would be like, oh, basketball is a real like coastal sport, whereas football, like the best teams are all
is
in the Midwest
the South.
Or
And it already is kind of like that. Like baseball is kind of like a
college
southern,
is a little bit like that.
Yeah,
no, there's not too much recruiting like from very far away.
Well, there is.
There
in the,
is,
the high
but
levels,
like in the really good, in the really good. Why can't I think of the word?
Districts, states.
Well, like
cities?
The conferences.
Conferences.
Yes. A lot of those kids are just bred in that area, or their families move them to these areas when they're like in high school.
Yeah.
That counts, right? What is the cutoff? Can you move at a certain point to, say you're in Utah and the best conference is in Southern California and your kid is showing great signs of being really, really good and he's in middle school. Is it too late to move him there and to count as a citizen of that area? Like, what's the cutoff?
Maybe,
do you have
I don't
to be
know.
Born?
Maybe you don't. Maybe like once you sign with a team, it doesn't even have to be then. But then you have to sign with them for life. You can't be traded. What if they got rid of all trades? Like you had to be with that team for the rest of your life.
Yeah, that would just create then you're kind of like because that's why they created free agency, is because the players wanted the freedom to work. It's like signing onto a company, like you write for the Tonight Show, Colin. You would have to sign and write only. You could only write for the Tonight Show, but and you could then, never write for anyone else.
But then you'd be like really committed to. So like, it
feels, but you'd also feel kind of trapped, and the Tonight Show could pay you a whole lot less.
Yeah, but who cares? They're like making millions of dollars. They can feel trapped.
But they won it.
What if they? What they if they won it? And they
because
were
before free agency, before they could go anywhere they wanted to. Then the teams would pay them way less because they had them. So
but, oh, don't they make way too much money?
No,
they don't make way too
athletes
much money.
Don't.
The owners
make
way
too much
money off of them.
I mean, they make way too much money the same way that, you know, like artists. Some people think artists make too much money, but really they're earning it because people are paying for their services.
I guess, but like, so why do people feel allegiance to like certain teams when they're all just like bought by all these players are just bought and sold by these owners who are just like, you will come play on my team. And it's like, I root for them because they like just got bought by the millionaire who lives in my geographic region.
Yeah.
Like, doesn't that like seem very like anti, or I don't know. It feels like something gross about all that.
There's definitely something gross about it. 100%. But like you, I have a longer explanation, but just to compare it to something, like, there's a lot of gross things about, like, the movie industry.
Oh, sure.
But you still watch a good movie, and you're like, oh, hell yeah, I love that movie. Or you like a director, and you're like, oh, I love this director's movies. With sports, to me, it's a lot about, like, your hometown identity is really wrapped up in it. And I can't defend the fact that it is millionaires like buying and selling other millionaires. That is just what it is, which definitely does suck. But there is something about your like hometown identity that is wrapped up in those jerseys. The classic Seinfeld joke, you're rooting for laundry, not people.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, you can't really fight that feeling.
But then it feels like you're also tricking all these poor people into like rooting for these massive multinational corporations. Like you're right, like these millionaires are then selling all this merchandise, and it's like the working class are spending money to like go see these like giant corporations spin their wheels.
I think the main concern is that the working class is paying for these giant stadiums in their cities because these rich billionaires are tricking the cities into just making it publicly funded.
So I guess we figured out sports is bad. Yeah. Anyway, this has been sports.
But here's the good thing about it is that sports, much like other forms of entertainment, are escapes and are just a great thing to watch when you want to see humans do incredible, amazing things.
And
have like real life drama. That's, I mean, real life, you know, whatever. It's real unpredictable situation that people like, much like other forms of entertainment.
Right. And I'll say me and Ashley will not defend the business of sports.
No,
there's a lot of problems.
There's so many problems, and it sucks that we love a thing that has major, major issues will never get fixed.
Yeah, and that's the same way, like I just said, with movies. It's like, yeah, there's all sorts of problems with the movie industry. That doesn't mean you don't like movies. Thing with the sports industry. That doesn't mean I don't like sports.
But the thing is,
you can poke
city.
Holes, Colin. You can poke holes in the
moral,
and you're
going to
be right. You're going to be right about that. If you're talking about the money aspect of it, it's just a mess. And we just got to keep on the people and not let them, you know, make us pay for their dumb stadiums and shit.
Yeah. Okay. But much like it's fun and really meaningful to root for your country in the Olympics or in anything, it is that much better to root for your city.
Oh yeah, have you ever
community?
Did you ever root in the Olympics? What's
no.
Your Olympics?
So and then also my beef with the Olympics.
I have so many beefs.
Here comes a hot beef.
Here's a general thing. Everyone talks about like the United States and Russia having the most like medals, or China. I think the medal count should be divided by the total population.
I agree.
Yeah, 100%.
So like Norway and shit, like they look great. But like America we're not quite as good considering we have 300 million people.
Yeah.
Or like China is also not nearly as good considering they have a billion people. Like it should be the number of medals you have. Yeah. Anyway, that's.
No, I definitely agree with that because, or at least, I mean, there should be both measurements. We should know who has won the most so that we know that that's the country with the most. And then also we know, you know, who is the most per capita.
Yeah.
Right.
I agree.
Oh, cool. All right. That was an easy one.
Put one in what the column for all of us.
Do you think sports is different than any other TV show? Like, it's just a TV show where people are being paid to be performers?
This is a very good question, yes. Because we talked about this with our mutual friend Matt Kleinman a little bit, who thought sports is a TV show. I think it is a type of the pro version, and so in the college version sometimes, is a type of entertainment that's similar to a TV show when it's on TV. But that argument breaks down by the fact that there are sports going on everywhere, televised or not.
But there's like plays going on everywhere, and a play is like a TV show.
Well, yeah,
show,
I
right?
think it is. But the is thing a play is like that a this TV? Is sort of. Real unpredictable human nature gets involved with situations like, is this person going to clam up and be super nervous and screw up this whole thing? Or is this person going to be victorious and overcome these crazy pressures and win something? It's just seeing humans in a rare, interesting form in front of us, performing in front of us under a lot of pressure. And it's nice to see if someone's going to buckle or if someone's going to be a champion, and it could waver at any point. So it is much like it is a television show if you want to boil it down to that, but it's so much different because it is live and unpredictable.
And it is real. Yeah, it's real.
And
this is like reality TV, obviously, is a different thing than reality.
I mean, I don't know if any reality TV has ever been real.
Yeah, but these sports,
real,
yeah, these sports are real.
And these are 100% real situations with strategies and with just more complexity to it than a scripted show.
But
someone's not guiding you into feeling highs and lows. It's just naturally happening.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that good enough for you, Colin?
I guess
just
so,
kidding.
Aren't,
no?
there all like, aren't there all like the sports commentators who create like a narrative around it and make
sure.
it
no,
into
they just
like,
kinda, I mean, they well, don't create a narrative, but they follow the narrative that is being presented to them and they speak on that.
They present it like a TV. There are some sports that are presented like a TV show, but you know, if you go to the game, you're not hearing the commentators. You're just watching it and creating.
Unless you're
it,
smart
yeah.
and you're listening
but
to the radio broadcast,
yeah,
you because
be you
love
that.
Your radio announcers. Those are for the real G's. Yeah.
All right, we resolved that one.
Resolved. Next, shouldn't doping be allowed? Sports would be a lot more fun to watch if everyone doped.
Okay, this is a good one because I love going off on this one.
Going
because
off.
This is another one where you can't see the forest for the trees. Because doping, yes, obviously, like, it would be fun to watch a bunch of, like, jacked up, like, mutants.
Because that's kind of what we watch anyways.
Hit,
these guys
hit
are
the
kind of like
I would love
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
But if you make it legal, then it becomes a thing because the way sports are structured, there's always a lower level and a higher level. So if at the higher level, if they start doping, then they will have to start doping at the lower level, and then the lower level from that. So it's like pros.
That's fine.
Then the college kids are doping. Then the high school kids.
That would be so fun to see like a bunch of middle schoolers on steroids. I would love that.
Because that would happen. That 100% would happen.
Wouldn't that be so funny? Like an eighth grader who's like ripped.
Yeah, and then his heart pops out of his chest.
Exactly. The thing about steroids is that it's horrible for your body and for your mental health and everything. It is poisoning you and making you a different person. And who knows what could happen over long-term use. So it's not worth it because we're watching people slowly kill themselves for entertainment.
But isn't that already happening? We've already accepted
well,
that.
Well, that's why we're
no.
cutting it down.
Like, still test for it.
But, yeah. like, no, but, like, the nature of sports does that to people anyway. Like, football, you have all these, like, well, obviously with, like,
oh,
CT
God.
And all
yeah,
that. But
yes.
also, like, you have all these people who are told to follow this path. Which will almost certainly lead to failure.
Oh, my God, yes.
And, like, that leads to horrible depression. And I'm sure so many people have, like, led such sad, like, horrible lives because they
afterwards.
Were told, like, oh, if you do this, it'll work out. And also the countless people who never even make it into the majors. And so if you're talking about, like, oh, well, but young people will do steroids and it'll ruin their lives. Aspiring to sports ruins so many lives. Like, so many.
Football.
Like, everyone. But even in, like. Like, look at all the kids in, like, the NCAA tournaments. Like, in basketball, what, like, 2% of them make it into the NBA? So many of those kids, all they were hoping for was a career in basketball. And, like, they get fucked in academics because, like, the schools don't
like they're just brush the academics under the
rug.
That's
true. That's true.
And so you have these kids who are just like groomed to do basketball, didn't actually get a college education. 98% of them don't make it into the NBA, and then it's like, well, you're fucked. Go have a good life.
No,
well,
and like, that's
I have
just,
two things to say about that.
Not that much different than steroids, right? At least let's get them buff.
There is, yes.
Let's let them build some mass before they get out into the real world. Well, for one, I think you're overblowing the amount of people who are banking on a pro sports career. Because,
and really phone it in education-wise.
Yeah, most people know after their first year of college if they're on their way to a possible pro career. Like, yes. 90% of, I'd say 99% of college athletes know that. So there's not that many people being like, I'm not going to like get my degree, because there definitely are some, but like the percentages is definitely like most people know what's going to happen after they finish their college career. Secondly, then you just, if you say like, well, some people are already ruined their lives, let's just add on to that by like having them explode their hearts so that they can get buff and hit dingers out of the park.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem like a solution to anything. Just creating more problems.
I mean, and also like say in, we can throw this back to the, entertainment industry. People who want to be actors and actresses do a similar thing. They might throw things away and like, you know, whatever. It's a small percentage, but
I think it should be illegal for people under 18 to act. I don't think children should be, it should be not be legal for kids to act. That's so, it warps their brains.
I know.
That's an interesting thought, because if no one under 18 years old could act, That would really kind of like change the landscape of entertainment,
yeah, because
in many ways.
Everyone's so young.
It'd be kind of like a Shakespeare situation where everyone was a man. Men playing women,
sure,
et cetera. So now it would be a bunch of, you know, 18-year-olds playing 6-year-olds.
What a world.
What a world.
I will say one other thing with the NFL stuff that I agree with you 1,000%. These people go into the NFL, they ruin their bodies and they ruin themselves up to that point. And then they get these team doctors that are just like, here are these pills, pain relievers, everything, opioids, whatever, to help with the pain that your body is going through constantly, because you just are slamming yourself into a concrete wall over and over again. And then as you leave, they go, oh, sorry, we're not going to cover your addiction that we 100% created, and it's such bullshit. And then if you want to avoid this addiction to opioids and you decide to take the marijuana route, they're like, you can't play anymore. You're suspended because you're smoking weed. Anyways, I agree with you there. There's so many problems. Fuck the NFL. We hate it, so it's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, we still watch it.
We're not
shameful,
even
going to
talk about this Anthem business.
I do want to say, I don't want to let that go without saying also, fuck the NFL. Yes, I agree.
There we go.
Result. Okay, next one. Why is soccer so popular if it's so bad and boring?
I'm a little disappointed in you. I wanted you to save that one for last. I knew it was coming, and I wanted it to be last, and I'm a little disappointed.
No, but in all seriousness, it's weird to me that like it's the world's most popular sport, just like considering that it sucks so hard.
Opinion, obviously.
It's so boring.
No, I enjoy a
it's
soccer
so
game.
Fun.
While I don't watch much soccer games, when I do watch soccer games and I care about it, it is very exciting, because the ebb and flow of the game is very exciting. And the fact that like things could break at any second, that's what keeps it exciting. And that's why baseball is exciting to me. It's very similar to how baseball is exciting to me. And other people think it's very boring, but like baseball, something crazy like could happen at any time. A home run could be hit on every single pitch, could end up in a home run. The same way, like in soccer, all of a sudden things break and then a goal happens. So you're always like, you get 90 minutes of just like waiting for something great to happen.
And sometimes it doesn't come.
Sometimes it doesn't happen.
And I know I'm not going to convince you right now, Colin, yes, that soccer is fun sometimes to watch. But I swear it is, to me at least.
The reason why soccer
and I'm
is
only
so
a,
popular,
a lukewarm soccer fan, personally.
Soccer is the most popular sport in the world. It's because it costs no money to play when you're a kid. And it doesn't matter where you come from, you can find a place to play it. So
not
as little
grew
kids.
Up on a hill.
Yeah, if you grew up on a hill, then you get really good at soccer, and you get really good at running, and you're probably really fit because you're constantly running up and down that hill and chasing that ball real quick. So you might be even better. But to play soccer, you just need some kind of ball that you can kick around and some friends.
I think that's
and
why
that's
it's popular.
Why
it,
that's why
so
it's popular. Same with basketball.
Not because it's a good game. It's a bad game.
No, I understand that you don't like it, and that's okay. But if you like defense and the beautiful styles and strategies of defense, then soccer is a wonderful game. But if you like exciting offense all the time, then soccer is not the game for you. But if you like people constantly defending their turf, yes, that's a great game. And also, that is why it's popular.
Also, why is soccer so violent? Why are soccer fans like...
there's nothing else going. They don't have any other sports to go to. This is all they have. And like, yeah, you do hear about like the third tier, like... soccer teams in Brazil where people like decapitated the ref because he made a bad call and also slept with someone's mom, and it's like, oh, holy shit.
I mean, there's
this is crazy.
They like, yeah, there's histories there that go way deeper,
so far. Yeah.
Way deeper than anything we can comprehend as Americans.
I have no idea why it's as violent as it is, though, because it is freaking violent, and it's also very racist. Like soccer, like football, whatever, in the world makes us as Americans look like little baby angels because those people are ruthless in other countries about racism.
People,
and you get to see it, actually. It's not like, I mean, it's easy for us to say, oh, America's the worst country because we're just constantly battling with all this racism shit, and even more now in this current political climate. But then you look at other countries throwing bananas on fields at people constantly, and then like the league's banning the fans from even coming to the stadium the next game and people playing in empty stadiums. And it's like, okay, we're not so bad.
It's crazy that
we're
don't just shut it down, though. Like if any other TV, but if it's like, it's entertainment. Sure. If anything else, like every time there was like a studio audience taping of the Big Bang Theory and people started killing each other, you'd just be like, oh no, this is canceled.
No,
we're not doing this
let's
anymore.
Go. Let's move this to Young Sheldon.
Like,
well,
it's crazy
I think,
that we let it keep going.
I
people
think if it was America, then it probably would get shut down. And people started killing people and like things started getting too nuts. Also because it's not that big here. I mean, if that happened in football, who knows?
I mean, I'd like to think that, but I'm not totally sure.
I'm not sure either. It just has that popularity with everyone else. It's just like, it's making a lot of money. I don't care who dies. We're not shutting this down.
Yeah. I mean, and also, yeah, you can't let a few bad apples ruin the bunch.
Yeah, too. Yeah.
You can't let a few bad apples.
Are decapitating refs. That's when it gets a little serious.
You can't let a few bad apples who got tickets to a Big Bang Theory taping ruin all of Big Bang Theory. All of Sheldon's great quips and the rest of the gang's stuff that they're up to. Anyway, next question.
That's a terrible
Next, I heard Michael Jordan is a terrible tipper. Does that make you like him less? He's known for never tipping waitstaff. I think that's true. Is this libel? I feel like I read this once.
No. Well, I know that Michael Jordan is a notorious crank and a notorious asshole.
Yes.
In real life. So
yes.
That doesn't surprise me because he is a ruthless competitor and gambler.
An insane gambler.
Addicted
insane
to gambling.
Insane gambler. Yeah.
And I think Michael
Isn't
Jordan.
Isn't there like a conspiracy theory that he left basketball to play baseball because like he was kicked out of basketball like quietly for gambling?
Yes. David Stern was the commissioner of basketball at the time, and the theory goes that he had found out there was some sort of gambling issue that Michael Jordan had. Either he like owed a lot of money, or he was caught gambling on games or something like that, and he quietly said, you got to go away for a little bit. The other conspiracy theory around Michael Jordan is gambling is that in 1995, I think the year before he came back to the NBA after being in baseball, as the theory goes, I have no clue if it's true or not, or even if it's been debunked or not, but apparently Michael Jordan owed a lot of money through his gambling, so he decided to go back to basketball, and his dad got murdered because of his gambling debt in one way or another. That is a full conspiracy theory. I don't know how much weight that has.
I feel like I heard that his dad, I mean, I got it twisted around, but I feel like the way I remember it, or I think the way I remembered it was his dad owed a lot of money, and along with Michael Jordan, and his dad got into like some shit with the people that he owed, and then they
yeah, I'm not sure. Anyway, I mean, I think, all that is to say that Michael Jordan is very well known to be not the greatest guy personally.
It's not about liking him.
Yeah,
it never was about liking him, and I've never
about
liked
liking him.
Him
as a person.
He
but you have to
so
respect
wholesome.
Him as the greatest player of all time. You
to
have an, to. But.
To a non-sports fan, he seemed like very like a wholesome.
Oh, he's the least to a sportsman least wholesome person.
And it's funny how he was wholesome when he seemed wholesome when he was in the league because no one talked about these things. And also he was in like Space Jam and like he it seemed like he was like such a great guy. And I feel like a couple years after his full retirement, like all those stories started to come out. And now I feel like the aura around him is very like, oh, this guy is bad news.
Yeah. I mean, I never felt like as a kid, I would only watch the finals basketball wise when I was really, really little. My dad never liked the NBA until recently. But we would always watch the finals because it's a playoff major sport or a championship series major sport. And it would always be the Bulls for a while. Or we'd see the Bulls a lot. And I would get to watch Jordan. And I just remember him just being like a fierce competitor. Never friendly, warm, fuzzy, kind of lovable player. He was always just like the fiercest. Just win, win, win. I don't care about anything else. Space Jam was weird because I still never got the whole like, this guy's cool. Like, I want to be like him, you know, whatever.
Want to be like Mike.
I never got the I want to be like Mike vibe ever. Not once.
Oh, man. Like, I definitely wanted to be like Mike.
I mean, but also I never once wanted to be a basketball player. It was never in the cards for me.
Yeah, you weren't a big b-ball.
We were not a basketball family, really. And I sucked at basketball in elementary school. So I knew that it wasn't going to be for me. But I did love Space Jam. Anyways, I've always had that like thought of just Michael Jordan as like, is just respected. You just respect him. You don't necessarily love and adore him. Yeah. I don't, at least. But others do.
Does that answer your
I
question?
I think so. He seems all right. All right.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan.
He's
maybe
a
he's
human.
Great. I mean, these
he's
are all.
He's a human. He just happens to be the best basketball player to ever live.
And these are all just rumors, too. Who knows? I've never experienced any of those things.
Is NASCAR a sport?
Yes, it is, to me.
NASCAR is a sport. NASCAR to me is
and this is an episode we had with Langan Kingsley. We
we talked about what is a sport and what isn't a sport.
Exactly, and we argued about this one.
And my theory is that there is a subsection below full sport that is implement-aided sport, which would be implements meaning
like
just things. No, not
bad.
No, but you your equipment, the where the device that you use. The performance of the device you use or the thing that you use is more important to the outcome than the human.
Wait, is that true in NASCAR?
No.
I would say NASCAR, yeah, because the car that you're driving is more important than the driver.
But the car doesn't go without you.
Yeah, but the quality
it's
of the
not
car.
More important.
The same way the quality of the horse is better than the jockey, the same way that the quality of
the shoes are better on the runner.
No,
the strength.
I feel
of
like
the
NASCAR, everyone should get the same car.
Yes, I agree. I think that would
wait,
be
do
very
they not
interesting.
All have the same car?
No, they all have different
they all
cars.
Have the same car.
They have a stock car that is very similar to different brands of cars, so different cars have different little teeny tiny differences to them. Not really by that much. It's a lot about the driver and how they maneuver and how they strategize. So one, two, you have to be so strong to drive those things because you're going so fast on really high banks that you have to be ripped in order to control that car for hours.
I said it was a sport, just a subsection of sports.
I know what you're saying.
That is in the same family of sports.
But I disagree because I think you have to be very athletic to do it, which is something that I think makes it a sport. One of the rules that we've all decided.
What? And I think jockeys need to
be athletic. Wait, so is darts a sport?
I don't know, because it takes a skill. Like, no, but we said like
I
there's a game situation.
No, to me,
like
it is
chess
about
and
it's about
things like that.
It is about the athletic ability of people is what is driving it. And then it has to have some sort of exertion of your body in one way or another, whether that's throwing or running or jumping.
Yeah.
With darts, it requires like no
Yeah, exertion. You're throwing.
But it's like precision.
Not strenuous, but it is an exertion.
Yeah. So then would video games like esports be sports? Because that it's still like precision with your fingers on a control pad.
That's true, and there's a lot of strategy involved. And I think strategy is a big thing with sports.
Very interesting. Sports. Yeah, very interesting question is whether esports is sports or not.
They're not.
Yeah.
That's what people would.
I land on the fact that they're not. And I'd much rather not even have to have this conversation.
Resolved.
Discount that. Check that as well. Okay, resolved, if we're going to. That's unclear.
Wait, is bullfighting a sport?
Oh, I think bullfighting's horrible.
I don't think it's a sport. I think it's a public execution. Yeah. That's what I think it is. I mean,
but is
just
it a sport?
Like.
I don't know. Do they consider it a sport? I honestly don't know. Like, is it like an exhibition of some
sort? Yeah, I feel like it's more of an exhibition, right? Because you're not really, you're just dancing with a bull and then you kill it.
I've never actually seen like a full thing. I've only seen like little bits and pieces of them like jabbing the bulls and stuff.
Why don't other sports championships have halftime shows like the Super Bowl?
That's a good question. I would love more. Put it as more of a priority to make it a really good show. Like, I'm waiting for a baseball team, and I've said this before, like a baseball team or a basketball team to really hire someone very, very good to like write entertainment during the breaks. Full arena entertainment during the breaks. Because especially now, like when you have NBA League Pass, you're watching all the breaks where they're playing like musical chairs or whatever.
I always like that stuff.
I love it. I think it's so much fun. I think NBA does a great job, and every single game has a fun halftime thing. Every single game has a fun, like, between timeouts, kind of little kids playing basketball or, like, the cheerleaders dancing and doing a performance, you know, whatever, the dancers doing their performance. I love it.
But I think there's potential there for it to be truly fantastic entertainment. And I think they keep going back to the same old routines, which are great, and I still enjoy watching them. But, man, you could really make them fun.
I really do. The thing about football, the reason why you can get away with having a spectacle of a halftime is because the field doesn't matter. The condition of the field does not matter at all. It's getting trampled on left and right. If you have some big-ass stage and, like, a giraffe prancing around or a fake giraffe a la Katy Perry, it's fun because it does not affect the quality of play whatsoever. Also, it's usually outside in a really giant area. In baseball, you can't mess with the field at all, so you can't have anything out there unless it's an exhibition game like the All-Star game. Even then, it's before the game, so like you can't really do anything wild and crazy. Also, there is no halftime in baseball, so I guess a seventh inning stretch, you can't really do that much crazy stuff except for have someone sing in front of the home plate. And then in basketball, it's a smaller arena, so you can't have too many like crazy things going on. You can have some flames and stuff. Can't have fireworks. Can't have Lady Gaga jumping in from the ceiling. You know,
what if you like cut to a new location?
You could do that.
That'd be fun.
Theater in your
life. Yeah. Then do a soliloquy.
I mean, that's robbing the people that paid a lot of money to go to this game, but you can. You certainly can.
I think you could set up a little stage. I think that's doable. Put a little play on. And we've talked about this before. Kind of do a short sitcom during the quarter breaks of a basketball.
Yeah, that's right.
It's act one, act two, act three.
I would love that. I think that's a wonderful idea.
Yeah.
That'd be very entertaining.
I mean, I think there's going to be a time coming at some point where the broadcasts of sports, you can watch like many different broadcasts. Like if it's the NBA playoffs or like it's a big enough game, you're going to have like the regular announcers and then like the stats oriented announcers and then the like entertainment comedy oriented announcers.
Yeah.
And then we could put in the quarter breaks, we'll put in like 5 minute like three minute acts, yeah,
and then we get to judge them.
Or yeah, floats. That'd be great.
But I agree, I would like that so much.
There needs to be a renaissance of the way we broadcast these.
You need
shows.
To work for the NBA.
Yeah, I'd love to work for the NBA.
Also, I feel like everyone has too many opinions about halftime shows. I think every halftime show is good. It's yeah. Like, oh, that was fun.
I think so.
You got to watch a musician and you got that fun.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't all need to be freaking pitchfork reviews on the halftime shows. It's a spectacle. A bunch of fireworks happen. There's some songs. It's great.
I know. Everyone loves the hate. I don't know.
Resolved. I agree. I think we all agreed on that one. All
right. Why are women's sports so much less popular?
Oh, God. I know. People don't like seeing women do sport things. Yeah. They're not ready yet.
Yeah, I mean.
Soccer, though, is changing things.
I thought that was a big win for America when we won the World Cup. I think it showed that we were leading in equality.
And here the men can't even make it past qualifications. Equality.
Yeah. Well, the softball, for instance, softball was an Olympic sport for a few years, and then they stopped making it an Olympic sport because the USA was just dominating everyone. There was not enough other countries that could field a decent enough team to be in the Olympics.
I know.
But yeah, I mean, I'd love to watch more women's sports. I wish I...
Yeah. I mean, we plan on going to a WNBA game next year.
Yeah, gonna hit. The season just started, so we can go whenever.
Oh, yeah. Now. Yeah. Shoot. And the NBA is making a hard push. They have a lot of commercials out there. Who knows? I mean,
you got NASCAR co-ed.
That's true. NASCAR, even though Danica Patrick
are they the only co-ed
just retired.
Well, in theory, the PGA women have played on the PGA tour. I don't know if any women have played in tennis. I don't think they. I think it's just a matter of like the speed is different.
In the PGA, the women had to turn around and not face the men. Just kidding. Yeah. But didn't you believe that? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure that is a backward sport for sure.
God, that's the most backward sport that's ever existed. But women's hockey just had a victory recently because they were like, you know what, we're going to go on strike if you guys don't pay us more. And they were like, we're not going to play in the Olympics and we're one of the best teams. So you guys aren't going to have an Olympic team if you don't pay us more.
Well, the national team should pay the same, 100%.
Exactly. And they won. They went on strike and I don't remember if they got everything they asked, but they did come out with a victory. And then even some of the men were just like, yo, y'all need to change this. So that was really nice. I appreciated that. It's good to see a sport growing that we do not pay attention to, unfortunately, like as a general public.
Yeah.
But it takes the individual. We have to get behind a sport. And maybe this year it's the WNBA for us.
Sure.
And I hope so. It's certainly women's soccer for us.
Yeah.
They've been the most fun to watch.
Yeah, there were World Cups in two more years, and we're back to Women's World Cup.
Finally, back to world-class team.
Do you have any more questions or comments?
I just have 19 more questions. Yeah. No, I think that was about it. Wait. Oh, could you have a sport that's just animals? That'd be kind of fun, right?
That's a good question. I like that.
Dog racing, I guess, is just animals. Right.
Is just animals. Yeah. And I've been to many dog races, and they are a lot of fun.
But aren't they really bad?
I think there's probably a lot of dog racing facilities.
Don't they kill the dogs when they don't need
them
anymore?
That mess up the dogs. I remember going to one, though. We used to go to dog races as a kid on vacation. We would go to Myrtle Beach. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, dog races, which is probably the
surprise,
most
surprise.
Redneck. That's like the most redneck vacation you can possibly take. And we would go to dog races, and I remember you could like adopt the dogs.
Really? Oh, that's nice.
Afterwards, so there was like an adoption service set up.
Yeah,
like,
please
outside.
Adopt these dogs before we have to murder them.
Yeah, and
that's
probably what it was. Yeah. Like someone please take these so we don't have to do what we need to do, or what we're about to do. We don't need to do it.
No,
we're about
they
to
don't
do
need
it
to
anyway.
Do it.
That's nice.
But outside of that, I do think, I wonder if there is like a sport that could just be all animals. It'd be a lot of fun to watch.
I would watch that.
It would kind of cure a lot of these issues with, steroids.
Oh, man.
We could just pump those.
Get a roided up dog.
What about dog competitions? Well, the dog shows. I know there's a handler, but those dogs don't even need those people.
Are dog shows sports?
I don't think so. I mean,
it's a display.
Yeah, it's more of an exhibition.
Do they even do anything? They mostly just stand still and like look how pretty and perfect.
Yeah, they
kind of
just trot around.
It's like a pageant.
Right? And then they touch their like undercarriage and stuff. The
make sure that they're healthy.
Yeah.
Stick their finger in their butts.
Yeah, stick their finger in their butt.
Is it warm? pass.
Dog fights are, you know, bad sports.
But I guess that is a sport.
Yeah.
We won't talk about it any longer, though.
Yeah. Let's not even mention it.
Any animal fights don't count.
I feel like you could race anything, like turtle races or whatever.
I did watch in Japan, they do a tortoise and the hare race. Yeah. So they just unleash a bunny and a turtle and see what happens.
Then the turtle eats the bunny.
Turtle wins. Yeah, exactly. Sometimes shit goes down.
Yeah. Do we answer all of your questions, Colin?
I think so.
Do you feel happy fully with answered. These? Answers. You feel resolved. Okay.
I do.
Now you're a full sports
fan. Inner peace. I'm ready for sports.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, before we go, let's let's play a quick game of the sports classic, Root It or Boo It.
Root it or boo it. Oh. Root it or boo it.
Root it or boo it, simple, Colin. Me or Ashley are just going to name a sports thing, and you just say if you root it, that means you like it, or you boo it, that means no, thank you very much. Let's start with the first one, stats.
Oh, root it.
Root
that's
it.
Fun. Yeah.
I feel like, fun. Colin, if you were into sports, that's really where you would, I think, be great as a stat head.
Oh, yeah. That's your bread and butter right
especially
there.
With baseball, because baseball stats make the most sense because they have the largest sample size.
Although sometimes stats feel like they're just reeling them off for the sake of filling time, right? We're like, this is only the fourth time this person has done this.
Oh, God. Yeah. They especially in, well, I watch the most baseball, but in baseball, I feel like this happens the most where they're like, this is the first time since 2016 that this has happened. And it's like, well, okay.
Is that really
interesting? I mean, I know these games are long and you have to fill in a lot of like spaces, but don't tell me when the last, like, don't talk about it all excitedly and it just happened 2 years ago. You know what I mean? That's very silly.
Yeah.
It happens quite often. All right. Root it or boo it. The fact that soccer players can't use their hands except the goalie.
Boo it. I think they should be able to use their hands. Maybe
but
just
like
football. Throw punches at each other. They can't touch
they
the ball
can,
with
like,
the hands.
Push each other.
But they can like punch each other in the face. Wouldn't that be great if soccer players were just hitting each other constantly? Yeah. Wailing
it's
and
boxing
kicking the
ball. And soccer?
That would be. You
they couldn't touch
be.
The. So you're
that's
saying
a very
they,
American sport that you just made up.
You're saying they couldn't touch the ball, but they can like push and punch each other.
They can punch.
Yes. Like you can just do a full on like deck someone in the jaw.
Does the person have to be in possession of the ball to punch them, or could it be anyone at any time?
Anyone at any time.
Anyone, anytime.
The goalie? Everyone who beats up the goalie, and then you're good.
Yeah, you got to just storm the goalie
just
at that point.
Just jump the goalie,
yeah.
And you win every time. But the goalie is ripped. He is on steroids and has been since middle school. You don't want to mess with this guy.
The goalie gets a gun. Oh.
The goalie gets a gun, and then the coach gets a grenade.
And
he gets the throw.
This would make soccer so much more interesting. Everyone would be watching.
Throw him in a coliseum. Put in a lion. Let's see what happens.
Yeah. All right, next on Root It or Boo It, the fact that baseball players wear pants even though it's summer and it's hot outside. Root it or
Root
boo
it, I guess. Yeah, it looks sort of fun. Although that would be fun to see baseball players in short shorts. Like running shorts.
Yeah. There was a short time when there were a few teams that had shorts.
Yeah, it's really weird.
In the 70s, and it looked very weird. But I think sometimes, like, especially when they wear really baggy pants, I'm always like, come on, just put them on, like, long shorts. Who cares?
I can see that. Like basketball shorts, long baggy shorts.
Yeah. Well, I don't even think they need to be baggy. I think they'd just be kind of just as tight as their pants. But
I think a lot of sports should be played nude, like back in the day.
Yeah, like in the Greek Olympics.
Wouldn't that be fun to watch baseball players if they were fully nude?
They'd slide.
Ready to like.
Baseball players aren't the most athletic bodies.
Yeah.
So,
like,
no.
As they're leaning over, getting ready to throw penis, like, flopping around. All right, here we go.
Yeah, then the center
you
fielder.
You would be a lot more careful. It'd be a quiet, easy sport.
Oh, we got a pop up. Oh, I got it. Their little dingle dangle is slapping around as they wait for the pop up to drop into their mitt. And then they would slide and they'd get all like bloody and shit.
Oh, God. See, that's the reason why baseball players wear pants. One, super creatures of habit and feel like the only thing that they can hang on to, really, because jerseys change all the time, is their pants. So a lot of people like burn holes in them after a while. So it needs to be thick pant material because of the good luck situation. That's Dang. Why they didn't. The shorts.
I mean,
didn't work
I get
out.
It. Practically, I get it. Socks. Practically, I get it, but I cannot escape the beauty
well,
of
now.
That image.
Yeah, sure.
A naked.
Now we're gonna go to a baseball game, and we're just gonna think of everyone nude.
Yeah, 18 nude men out on the diamond playing ball.
What about the first and third base coaches?
Yeah, the first. And
they're usually older.
They're old,
they're
naked ass. Their old, naked, like sunken in ass, just facing the crowd as they windmill, they windmill a base runner home to beat the throw. Go, go, go! Don't look at my wiener or my arm.
Yeah, wait, no, you
We're
have
both
to
flopping.
You have to baby elephant trunk the yeah. wiener in order to wheel him home. No one could see what I was demonstrating.
Yeah, nude baseball. Oh, what an idea.
What an idea. Thank you. Now that's all I'm going to see. All right. Root it or boo it. Athletes on Dancing with the Stars.
I don't know. I think I know nothing
yeah.
about it.
Yeah. I never watched
Dancing
with the
Stars. I don't really know anything about it
either,
but I know that athletes do it a lot now because they're good at it because their athletic ability.
Yeah, good for them, root it. They're all having a good time. They're getting a paycheck.
It's their life. I say go for it, too.
Yeah, but that show sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably true too. Finally, Colin, on Rooted or Boo It, how the TV broadcast won't show it when fans run on the field. So like if a fan runs on the field,
they don't show that.
Either streaking or fully clothed, the camera always goes to something else.
Why is that? So they don't like encourage it?
I think it's they don't encourage
any attention. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Don't encourage it.
But it's also they
like, want to get on TV and they want to get
they encourage
seen.
A lot of bad behavior though. By showing it. It that's is funny that that's where they draw the line. Yeah. I think it's stupid, personally.
Well, you can't influence.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Nah.
I mean, Colin's not one to be influenced.
I know.
I guess I'm on the fence. I get it from a corporate standpoint, but no, I'd rather see it.
Yeah.
I want to see it every time. I'm sad if I don't. Then I have to go to Twitter right away and see if someone was at the game and got it on their phone.
Yeah, because then there's like 10 videos of it. Yeah, they don't show it. And it's not just because they're nude or whatever. Many times they're not nude. They're just running with a sign. Sometimes they have a sign, I guess. So you don't want to, if they have a sign that says, like, nukes are good or yeah. whatever it is.
Make America great again.
Yeah. We don't want to see those signs.
No.
Yeah, I guess boo it.
Boo it. Great. Another nice. Great round of Rooted or Boo It, Colin. Those were all perfect answers.
Perfect answers.
And a lot of great, perfect questions and observations about sports, Colin.
I know.
Yeah,
I think I learned a little bit more about sports.
Good.
Great.
I think I like all sports a little bit more, except for soccer.
Except soccer. Yeah. And that's the day you like soccer, I hope I never see that day.
Yeah.
I love that you hate soccer as much as you do.
I mean, it's never going to happen.
I think
it's
so funny.
Unless soccer improves.
And
they get
knives,
the goalies a gun.
So listen up, soccer.
Unless you could throw punches.
Yeah. So listen up, soccer, because Colin's just not going to like you until you're able to punch each
he
other.
He has hard rules. Yeah.
And I think I know a little bit more about sports myself, too. And I think I appreciate it more because
yeah,
I had to answer those critical questions about all these sports that I love
exactly.
so much. Sorry. Well, Colin, it's been a lot of fun. This has been Sports. Thanks for tuning in. Ashley, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
That's great.
Colin, how are you doing?
Doing great.
Good.
And I'm doing great, too.
Perfect.
Sports for life. And now, Coach Cat gives an inspirational halftime speech. Hey, guys, quiet down. Coach has something to say. Fuck yeah! We never give up on you, Coach. Sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Meow.
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 Meow. Meow. Meow. Meow. Meow.
Let's go out there and beat those dogs.